From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton.
Our guests are Mary Krista Smith of Communities That Care and Deanna Rhodes from Connect Summit County. The two have partnered to host a live training this evening, September 16th at 7 p.m. with resilience expert M. Caputo, LCSW, to support you in triaging the resilience in the moment and taking smart steps to support yourself and your families through this challenging time. Both Connect and Communities That Care are active in promoting wellness for the family and its individual members. Connect is also joining us today to talk about a new mental health anti-stigma campaign called Part of Our Nature. Welcome, Deanna and Mary Krista.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes, and actually, Deanna is one of our first guests in studio, so it's great to have you here.
It's beautiful. I'm glad to be here. It's pretty nice, all things considered.
Yes.
All the accommodations.
Behind the plexiglass.
Behind the plexiglass, maybe that is the theme of the show today. Behind the plexiglass, there's a lot more going on, and we're really thankful that the two of you are working with the community to understand what's behind the plexiglass. So what's behind the plexiglass?
Yeah, well, I'll take a stab at starting. Yeah, we are actually, just as of yesterday, Connect Summit County is stewarding a community-wide anti-stigma campaign. As you mentioned, it's called Part of Our Nature. And I, first of all, I just really want to be grateful to CATS Amsterdam Foundation for seeing this need in mountain communities and convening us together to be able to help us with the creative and really come up with this great idea that would resonate with our community. And now Connect Summit County is working with all of our community partners to really steward this campaign and, you know, let you know part mental health, it's just part of our nature. It's really equivalent to what physical health is. Of course, you'd wear glasses, you wear running shoes, right? Like, it's just taking care of your health. And so I'm really excited about rolling that out. So
I love the title, It's Part of Our Nature. And I think more than now in the past 6 months, however long this has been, upcoming year and a half too, understanding that this is part of our nature and we have to address our mental health. Deanna, would you just, why is it so important and how is it so integral to our nature to address this?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, again, going to the event that we're having this evening and talking about resilience, and Pete, as you mentioned, the past however many months we've been going with this, you know, it's really interesting. I think more people than I've ever heard before are talking about mental health, but there's still that stigma that it's okay, it's all right for you to go search for resources, or it's okay for you to take care of it, but it's still not okay for me. And that's where I think we all need to really internalize that. And it's amazing. We actually, Connect Summit County had an event last night with an author named Sean David Hutchinson, and he spoke very freely, and it was amazing because we partnered with the community libraries, Summit County and Park City Library, and we had such a vulnerable conversation over Zoom together, kind of in the public eye, right? Like, anybody could have tuned in. It was on Facebook Live, but just being, you know, he was so empowered and so vulnerable with his experiences, it made the rest of us feel that too. And that's what we really are hoping for all of Summit County, is to be the safe space where we can all be who we are without shame or stigma to that. So I think it's really critical.
While our experience with COVID has been awful in many ways, I think for those of us who have never experienced mental health challenges, yet during this last 6 months, we have, I would say that most all of us on some level have experienced, whether it's increased anxiety or a bit of depression. You know, no one is immune to mental health challenges. They are ubiquitous. And in a way, that is a gift, because it has given me, for example, so much more empathy for those who struggle with this on a daily basis. Mary Krista, let's bring you into the conversation, because you and Connect, Communities That Care, along with Connect Summit County, are hosting a resilience training. How does resilience tie into mental health challenges?
Yes, well, thank you, Lynn, and we're really delighted to be bringing M. Capito back. She hosted a resilience training for teachers and coaches and frontline service providers. And so this one tonight is for parents in particular, but honestly, it's for everybody. And what I love that M shares, and I think all of us can benefit from, is building our capacity to manage change and the unknown and the stresses that come with the unpredictable times that we live in. And when we're hungry and when we're tired and when, you know, we've depleted ourselves, we have very little capacity to cope. And so resiliency is really about prevention and building up our capacity to meet those challenges and to be able to roll with them. And I have to say, having gone through the training with M previously, I find myself using those practices all the time. And when something, you know, a simple example is when something doesn't go according to plan or expectation, to look at it as an adventure instead of an ordeal. And just that shift of perspective from resistance to curiosity has really been a tool that I have pulled out numerous times since the training. So I hope everyone joins us and to know that you'll walk away with some really practical things that you can apply with your family and with yourself today.
If people are wondering how to sign up for this evening, it's short this evening. It's like from like 7 to 7:45. And you can go to ctcsummitcounty.org or connectsummitcounty.org. These are the two organizations that are putting on this event this evening. Did I read, or am I confused? Is it on YouTube this evening instead of a Zoom?
It is on YouTube, and she'll be leading us, Em will be leading us through a live training. So if you go in and register ahead of time, which we encourage everyone to do, we will send you out a toolkit, and she'll lead us through that toolkit together, and it is on YouTube tonight.
I love the picture that you just kind of painted, and it ties in with our previous interview about, you know, we went to the grocery store and we didn't see all of the apples that we wanted, or they didn't look exactly the way we looked. We could get really frustrated and throw a temper tantrum in the grocery store, which I do all the time, or we could look at that as an opportunity to be creative with three apples versus eight. Talk a little bit about that shift as one of the tools that we can apply on a regular basis at work and at home.
Yes, it's, you know, I find that another component of that, Pete, is this idea of ambiguous loss and recognizing the feelings that we're having. And to your point earlier, Lynn, that all of us are being given an opportunity right now to recognize the impact of our mental health on our well-being, especially during this time. Another component of M's training is identifying our feelings and being able to label, name, recognize them so that we can apply the practices that help us to shift them. So just recognizing resistance, recognizing fear, recognizing anxiety opens a doorway where we can then begin to apply the tools to help shift that. And I can't say enough about this for parents, because our kids pick up on all of our cues, whether we're being explicit about it or not. And as we model changing our thinking and health and wellness practices and a shift in perspective, we are empowering our kids to be able to apply those skills as well.
And that's such a great point. Deanna, as you are working with individuals and groups in the community, I can definitely imagine as a parent reaching out to say, well, my kids, it's really easy to put my kids as the front of this, but really the attention needs to be on me as the parent or as the adult. What are you seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that, you know, and back to, again, the point that's been made. You know, I think a lot of us are maybe a little tired of feeling like the we're in this together, you know, but we really are. And this mental health is really an equalizing factor. And to your point, you know, I think it's so great. You know, I love working with communities that care because it's an opportunity to really focus on prevention. And for a lot of people, this is the very first time they're experiencing something significant with mental illness. And so I think it's really important that we're getting upstream from that. But then also, of course, we have great organizations in town that are direct services, and those are critical as well. Of course, Christian Center and Jewish Family Service, Holy Cross Ministries, the University of Utah. And, you know, I think Connect is such a sweet place where we can see that whole picture, and we can say, okay, we can focus on some prevention, and we can work and really bring these tools to the community, to some people that maybe have never searched for something before. And also we can go and we can advocate for better direct services and get more resources in our community. So that, you know, one of my favorite sayings in the mental health space is there's no wrong door. And I think that's really important. You know, if meditation is something that really serves you, then that's great. If it's something that's therapy or it's medication, I mean, that's fine too. And at Connect Summit County, we don't make a judgment on that. And so I think this is really key, is that there's an entire landscape out there. It's not just one teeny little piece that we can isolate.
I was just thinking that in the work that you're doing, both you, Deanna, and Mary Krista, and many other organizations in town here are supported by the Katz Amsterdam Foundation, mm-hmm. to the extent that we stop talking about who that really is, where it's coming from. Rob Katz is the Vail CEO, and his wife is Alana Amsterdam. They kicked off this foundation primarily because we see a lot of mental health issues in a ski resort environment, whether it's because we're at high altitude, we have a transient population, we have low wages for a lot of our service workers. So I was wondering, Deanna, maybe if you could expand on that. I don't know all the ins and outs of that foundation.
Absolutely. So exactly. So Katz Amsterdam Foundation last year put $600,000 directly into mental health services in our community. And I really appreciate in conversations with Rob Katz himself, he has come to town and met with all of the partners. And one of the things he says is we can do all the things that we want within the resort, and we can have a wonderful employee assistance program, and we can offer mental health services, and we can try to make this a good environment. But at the end of the day, they go out into the community and they live there, and we need all of your community partners to step forward. And so I think that's just really incredible. And something that is, and I think Mary Krista would completely agree, is that one of the things that's amazing is, you know, we're different than Salt Lake, even. You know, it's just down the road, but we are very different. And it's hard to compare ourselves to what they're doing in Salt Lake and whether that would be effective up here. But now we get to compare ourselves with Tahoe and Vail and Keystone and Vermont and all these other mountain communities that suffer from these same challenges that we have. And I have counterparts where I didn't have any counterparts before. And that is incredible. I mean, it is really, really magical. And that this anti-stigma campaign kind of came out of that, is that I got to work, you know, on behalf of our community, I got to work directly with those other organizations and share ideas. And we're all going to take it to our community slightly different, but yet we have that unifying factor.
That's nice. Mary Krista, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I would like to echo what Deanna's saying about it's so nice to work with other communities that have similar challenges, and we do have unique risk factors in mountain communities, and we can learn from one another best practices and how other communities have been dealing with it. And what's interesting to me is they've focused, Katz Amsterdam Foundation has focused and continues to focus on data collection so that we have a shared measurement tool, and we're looking at our shared risk and protective factors and then collaborating and learning from one another on what those solutions can be so that we can really track our impact collectively over time. And one of the things that is interesting to me in looking at risk factors is they tie in to what we already know about our mountain community. And the number one risk factor for mental health issues in mountain communities is lack of affordable housing. And another top risk factor is our party culture. And so being able to look at these specifically for our mountain community and then work together with all the partners who are addressing these issues, it really helps connect the dots and tie our critical priorities together as a community and be able to access the data and the resources and the shared learning that the CATS Amsterdam community grantees provide for one another.
Well, I'm sincerely hoping that there are some new listeners out there that are learning of these resources, those maybe who've moved into the community from out of state. And as they're kind of listening, they might be thinking, whoa, this is Park City, prestigious Park City. And you mentioned all of these other prestigious areas. And I think you hinted at some of those, Mary Krista. Deanna, what are those challenges here? And what specifically are those obstacles? And I know we're going to focus on opportunities, but what are those obstacles that people are struggling with and inherently in these mountain communities?
Yeah, well, and, you know, Mary Krista brought a lot of facts and the data and the studies. And of course, I'll just upright that, but I'll upright it with personal story is, you know, a lot of people will know that I came to Park City as a seasonal employee at Vail Resorts. And I personally have experienced how challenging it is to move across the country to pick up your life and come here and try to find housing. You know, I had several roommates. I had a house sold while I was living there that I had to move on and find something else quickly. And that was really, really challenging. You know, I worked at the resort. It was, you know, a seasonal job. It wasn't necessarily full-time employment and therefore not full-time pay. And that was really difficult. I worked, when I first got here, I worked 6 days a week at the resort and I worked another day in Salt Lake because I couldn't really make my ends meet. And I just really identify with the workforce, and you know, they are our community, they are our ambassadors of this community. You know, a lot of people know I've worked at the bars on Main Street, and the same thing. I mean, people come back here year after year to see the same bartenders. They really are, and our greater community is really affected by that. And so it's hard to see that because you see these million-dollar homes. You're not seeing the people that are living in probably not the best living conditions, whether it's, you know, the property's not that great, or they're sharing rooms with too many people, or they don't have that sense of privacy or security. And so I think all of that really goes into that mental health challenge. And it does, you know, it's what makes us awesome, and yet what makes probably the biggest challenge at the same time is having an industry here that's very reliant on the hospitality community.
Certainly, and I know for me and my family, it's that comparative analysis. It's that those who have and those who do not. And what does it take to be in our community who maybe don't have, you know, a portfolio of $1 million or what that might be? And no guilt towards those who do. Congratulations. And most of those are the most generous in our community. But the challenge is for all community members to realize that comparative aspect. And then the challenges that go with those who are trying to, you know, work three jobs or pay the living costs. And then, you know, from that we see, is there a higher percentage of suicide, mental health concerns here in our community in comparison to those in lower elevation? And I think maybe Mary Krista, if you want to address that one.
Well, Utah unfortunately ranks fifth in the country for our suicide rate, and it's the leading cause of death for young people aged 10 to 17. So, you know, there's a lot of debate about why that may be, whether it's elevation or this kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps Western mentality, or a more rural nature to the West that makes it harder to access services. The jury is still out on exactly why, but we do have one of the highest suicide rates in the country. And it may have gone to fourth instead of fifth. I think I read that, but I can't be 100% sure on that. So yes, we are seeing those challenges here. And Deanna, do you have the latest? Would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I think what I would just add is really anecdotal. It's, you know, we have a lot of challenges that converge here in the state of Utah. Some of our environment here, I think the jury is very out on whether altitude actually affects mental illness or not. You know, I think it's also something that's interesting to consider is, you know, this community, due to the extreme nature of skiing and snowboarding, really attracts a very specific type of person. And that can be, you know, somebody who takes a lot of risks, right? And they might take them in a lot of different ways. And Mary Chris had mentioned party culture. You know, I don't think anyone, at least in this conversation, is advocating that we don't have that lifestyle. I think we just really want to recognize that at the same time, we need to make sure that people know where to turn. Right. And so, you know, that's where I think Connect Summit County really comes into play, is that we do have, I mentioned No Wrong Door. You know, we have a peer navigator. The phone number for that is 435-776-HELP, H-E-L-P. And that's a human being, someone with lived experience, who can really talk through what resources exist here and help that person maybe find the door. You know, we can also email them resources with an S at connectsummitcounty.org. We have an online mental health resource directory that you can search through on your own time. So I just think, again, it's you know, destigmatizing the conversation and then making sure people know those resources do exist.
Well, I don't want to, you know, focus too much on these challenges and obstacles, but if you are new to our community and you're just loving it here, one of the reasons that you're loving it so much is that we do have Communities That Care and Connect Summit County, and we're so grateful. So that if anyone is in our community and they're struggling, whether it's for any reason, that they have such a great resource and they can call and speak to a real life human, or they can join tonight and talk about resiliency and struggling with their own children or themselves with their own children. And so that's so wonderful. And we're so excited that you are continuing that dialogue. And we appreciate you guys. And we encourage everyone to join tonight on YouTube. So.
Yes. And again, Mary Krista or Deanna, Mary Krista, why don't you give us the details quickly on how to join?
Yes, so you can go to Connect Summit County's website, connectsummitcounty.org, or ctcsummitcounty.org, and check under our events. There's a registration link for the resiliency training tonight. Click on that link, and we will send you the toolkit ahead of time, along with the link for YouTube, and you'll just log in and watch live on YouTube at 7 p.m., and M will take us through the toolkit together, and you'll walk away with some really practical, helpful tools that you can apply right away with you and your family that are just boost your capacity to deal with all that is going on.
And if we can't attend at 7 o'clock, will it be saved so that we can access it later?
Deanna, I'm not sure if you guys are recording it or not on YouTube. I do not have the answer to that question.
Well, I don't know the answer either, but we will definitely be able to, we did record the last one, so we'll be able to share that. And then also, of course, the toolkit is, you know, a physical document that someone could refer to later.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Mary Krista Smith, Communities That Care, Deanna Rhodes, Connect Summit County. We thank you so much for your time and for the great work that you're doing in our community. We really need you here. So thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.